Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Wrestlers.
Yeah, Captain
Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano. That's great.
Cindy Lauper's father.
Seriously?
Well, that's in the
video. Yeah, in the video, yeah. Yes. No, oh, I think they were just buds. That's great.
Speaking of girls just wanting to have fun, one of the funnest girls I know from New Hampshire Grand State Dairy Promotion, nhdairypromo.org, Amy Hall. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
See, girls just want to have fun. That's you.
Yeah, that is definitely me.
Yeah, you get down, but then you rebound, and you are just, you just are smiling and having fun and just, you know, trying to sell the gospel on dairy, and you do a great job at it.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, there's more ups than downs for me, that's for sure.
Okay.
I love my producers, I love my job, I love cheese, I love milk, I love ice cream, so you put all those together, and I do. I just want to have fun, and that's what we strive to do every day, at least for me.
There you go. The Duchess of Jersey, the Viscountess of Guernsey, Dame Holstein, right here.
Exactly. Funny, I actually, I have today off, took today off, and I'm just sitting here, and it's so crazy because most people, you know, they have a day off, and they look forward to it, and they make plans, and, you know, I woke up, I'm like, great, do the radio show, I'm going to do some emails, I'm going to work on some social media, and my husband looks at me, and he says, do you even know what it means, day off?
To kind of do nothing.
Yeah. Any comprehension of that. The thing for me is a day off means I get to catch up and work on the fun parts of my job, if that makes sense. So, of course.
I understand both of them. I understand both thoughts.
You know, I'm sitting here this morning, and I threw some half and half in my coffee. I put some Cabot butter on my English muffins, and I'm going, okay, I'm doing dairy today. Mm-hmm. Yep. But, I mean, you know, cheese and butter and milk and hello, 90 and humid ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect day for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Memorial Day weekend was beautiful. It was perfect weather. We had the release of the ice cream trail map, which, and, you know, I mentioned this last week. You know, I do ask people to be patient with our ice cream shops.
Right.
I understand it's a difficult time.
Right, but they're working the guidelines.
Yeah, they have to, folks, and I understand it's an exciting time. Everybody's getting out, but, you know, we've had a couple of our shops run into, and I'm not saying it's a result of the ice cream trail map, but, you know, they don't need to face any more difficulty than they've already faced. So just chill out. Stay 6 feet away from the person ahead of you. You know, relax, enjoy. Ice cream should be there to make you happy, and the shop owners are out there doing the very best they can to serve you.
Uh-huh.
Lots of good feedback from our shop owners. It actually warmed my heart on Saturday. I heard from a few ice cream shops saying, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this and keeping this trail going. We were worried. We've already had people come in with their maps looking for their passport trail stickers.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, it's the little things like that that, you know, makes me smile. It helps our dairy producers. It makes them smile. These are also small shops and small businesses. And if it makes them happy, you know, you do the right thing. And, you know, there's changes and adjustments this year. Just be patient. And, yeah, it's a perfect weekend. It's a perfect week to have ice cream. So get out there and have fun. Be nice. Be kind. Be patient.
Okay, so now the question is, Pat and I were talking about this. You get an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90 degrees, and it's humid. Do you eat the ice cream off the cone, or do you lick it, and it starts melting? What's the proper etiquette for eating ice cream cones?
Oh, you lick the ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's horrifying. If you're biting into an ice cream cone,
I've seen people bite into the ice cream.
I mean, those aren't my kind of people. I'll love all the people.
But it's
my teeth hurt just thinking about biting into an ice cream cone. It just hurts me physically.
All right.
But it does. You can stay on top of it. You can stay on top of drips down your cone when it's going to be as hot as it's going to be by continually licking. It's a bit. Licking is a better.
You got to keep twisting the cone to get all sides.
I know you do, but you're still employing the lick as opposed to the bite.
And don't worry, you are going to look terrible while you're doing it. There's no way to look incredibly graceful on a hot day to try and catch it all the time. Don't worry about it. Just have fun.
It's true, and soft serve is the most difficult to keep up with because that melts a little bit faster than the hard scoopable ice cream. But again, if you want to bite into the ice cream, that's fine. But for me, it's like when you see somebody hurt themselves and you feel the pain. For me, my teeth would feel that, the cold sensitivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, nor do you. I'll be honest, though. I love a good ice cream cone. I love a good soft serve. For me, I don't get scooped ice cream on a cone. I would prefer to get a nice, thick frap. Or if I'm going to get hard ice cream, I like to get it in a bowl, and then I whip it myself. I let it get a little melty, I whip it up in the bowl. So I kind of make my own. Everybody has a fun way of eating ice cream or ordering ice cream. I'm become a huge fan of soft serve ice cream lately. Never before. I've always liked it, but I don't know if with age comes wisdom and you try new things. I'm a huge fan of soft serve now.
Well, it's, you know what? It's instant. It's easy. It's easy to negotiate, and you can do the all vanilla, all chocolate, or the twist.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a soft serve guy. I like the scoop, and I don't like sugar cones. I like the paper cones.
Okay.
You know,
cake.
Yeah. I like those. Lick up a storm. But soft serve to me, I got to have the scoop, the big, you know. They pile, you go to some places, you order medium ice cream.
Right.
And they give you like
three piles. Yeah.
Three mm-hmm. scoops. And it's like, oh God. Lick.
That's why you keep going back there, though.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know, it becomes your ice cream place.
Yep.
But you can discover new ones if you do the trail.
Exactly. And Peter, you can start right in your hometown at Velvet Moose.
Yes. Yep.
They're on the trail. Get over there. Get a map. Get your first sticker. Go down there and support them.
Yeah, it's about a half mile from the house, right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no excuse.
Nope. Oh, I'm not looking for excuses, man. I'm looking for ice cream.
No.
What do you happen to know what's the biggest seller in New Hampshire? Is it vanilla, or is it chocolate chip? What is it?
I can't speak specifically to New Hampshire, I'm not sure, but I do know nationally, and it always blows my mind, vanilla is the number one pick for people's favorite ice cream flavor.
See, I'm a flavor guy. I love my vanilla, but I love a flavor.
Yeah, I'm a big flavor girl. I can understand vanilla around the holidays. You know, you want vanilla ice cream with your pie.
Yes.
Or if you're at a birthday party, I'll do vanilla ice cream or Neapolitan, you know, the three stripes, the chocolate vanilla strawberry. But over and over again, when they do these national surveys, it always comes out vanilla. And, I mean, I'm good with that, but like Pat, I like a good flavor. I am kind of basic in that my very favorite ice cream is cookies and cream. I know it sounds basic, but if it's loaded with those cookie chunks and the smooth vanilla ice cream, I'm on top of the world. I really am.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. I do. I vary. I go back and forth. I like nutty ones. I love a butter pecan. But I'm very happy with the black raspberry.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Always been a fruity guy. I've always been strawberry sundaes, not the hot fudge. Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I knew you would agree. But I've always been strawberry instead of hot fudge.
Yeah.
Give me the frap.
Strawberry frap. Vanilla or give me a good chocolate chip. Love mm-hmm. chocolate chip.
Good stuff. It really is. It's good stuff. So, yeah, I do encourage people to go out there, pick up a map. And here's the thing. There's nothing that says you have to hit every stop across the state. Pick up a map, use it as reference, and still go. Present your map and give it to the shop owners. See how many you can get to. It's fun. There's really not a lot going on right now out in the state. It's a good opportunity, you know, to go out with a family member, see the state, see the beauty that is the Granite State. And I know, Peter, you love that we pull people north of the Notch, which is like a huge shock to a lot of people that the state does continue above Franconia Notch.
That's great.
You can go all the way up to Moose, up in Pittsburgh, Moose Alley Cones, all the way up there and say hi to Carol, one of the most loveliest women you will ever meet. So kind, so nice. Say hi to her. It's really a unique thing, and we're proud to have been first in the nation to even develop this. So, you know, it's one of those things you look forward to every year, and to my bumper music song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and this is a very fun part of my job. I'm glad it's out. I'm looking forward to 2021. We have 37 shops this year versus our typical 45 to 50. That's just because when we were putting this together, our shops didn't quite know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't sure if they were going to open. They weren't sure what they were going to do. They were a little, you know, we really want to be on it. And I said, look, you know, if you're questioning it, let's not do it this year. We'll get you on next year. But, you know, there's fewer stops this year. So it's a little bit easier to accomplish every stop. But if you're not in it to accomplish every stop, go visit the ones that are on there and have fun. Maybe discover a shop you've never been to, or a city or a town or a dairy farm that you've never been to. We've got Connolly Brother Dairy Farms on there. Delicious ice cream. They make their own. That's a New Hampshire dairy farm. We've got Isley's on there. They are also a New Hampshire dairy farm owned stand. We've got Stewart and John's Sugar House. Also New Hampshire dairy farmers own that. Then we have Hatchland Farm. We all love Hatchland Farm. They've got some really good soft serve, also owned by a New Hampshire dairy farm. Then we've got Frisky Cow Gelato, new this year. That's Stonewall Farm.
Wow.
So sort of a subset off of that. So there's so many opportunities here to support not only the small business, but also the dairy producers who do. They do everything. Some of them have ice cream. Some of them, you know, are selling cheese. They're just such creative, innovative people, you know, from cheese to beef to ice cream. They do it all.
Mm-hmm. But it's New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's New Hampshire.
Yeah. And you're right. And it's something we talk about, that many people have not ventured north of the north of Pinkham Notch, or, you know, they haven't gone north of the Notches. So that's why Pat and I have been pushing the Hooks at Notch. well, you got that one ledge outcropping just south of the toll booth. So we talk about life north of the Hooks at Notch. Try to get people to move around, you know? Come on.
That's funny.
Yep. So, yeah, head north of the Notches, the Hooks at Notch. If we can get them started north of the Hooks at Notch, then maybe it'll be an easier sell. Franconia, Kinsman, Pinkham, you know, start moving them up that way. Crawford, start going up that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're coming into June Dairy Month, too. So I'm excited to come back on next week and talk to you about some of our June Dairy Month activities that we've got going on. I want to give a big shout-out, and I'm blanking on the last name, and this is embarrassing because it always happens when you're on the radio. You need to remember it most. Look up the Laconia Daily Sun article yesterday that came out about Ella, who sewed a bunch of masks for residents, for town members, and for people who needed it. And she took those proceeds and used her proceeds from sewing masks and donated milk to two local area shelters
who were in need of milk. That is so awesome.
I mean, it warmed my heart. And we have next week I'm going to try. I don't want to give it away, but maybe I can get Ella to come on. But there's another gentleman, too. Again, I don't want to give it away, who's working on something. We're working together on it.
Well, we'd be delighted.
All right.
Yeah, pretty huge. So we're going to turn June Dairy Month, because we can't do events, into some form of a June Dairy Drive Month, and we're going to be sure that we work real hard with different organizations and people to get milk into the hands of people who need it most.
Well, we're there with you. Anything you need.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Now, yeah, well, you know we love you. We look forward to having you on. Hang up. Take the damn day off.
Right, yeah. Do nothing for the next few minutes.
Yeah. Just go chill. Go have coffee with dairy, you know, with some dairy in it, and just
enjoy the morning.
Yeah. Relax.
You know what's going to happen? I bet you Rob Morrell's out in his bucket loader or his tractor right now listening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hang up the phone, and he's going to call me, and he's going to tell me the exact same thing that you guys said.
Just guarantee it. All right.
There you go.
I'm glad we took the word.
All right.
In the meantime, you can get the list. Yep. Of those places that are involved in the trail at nhdairypromo.org. Get that. Then you go to the place. You can get the physical map.
Absolutely.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Hang
ding,
up.
Ding.
Hang up.
Thanks,
we love
guys.
You.
Thank
See
you.
Love you, too.
Happy
bye.
Day. 729. Man, to get people to take a day off.
Hang up. It's hard.
Go away.
I get it.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Back with more.